Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the second hour of the Grace Curley Show. It is only Monday, and I have already been ranting and raving. What can I say? Joe Biden has quite the effect on me.
And Come on, man.
I'm really getting sick of not just Joe Biden, because he doesn't really say much anymore. I know we are waiting on bated breath for him to come out. And this is what I first thought. I saw a quick tweet about how Joe Biden was going to come out and take questions on the booster shots. Jared informed me that, no, he's actually getting a booster shot today.
Yes, at 1 p.m. today, right now, supposedly, but we don't know on Biden time. Yes, he's supposed to get his booster shot. And then he's going to come out and he's going to talk to the people about his shot.
All right. So at 9 o'clock tonight, we will hear from the president. Well, it's interesting because these booster shot photo ops or these COVID vaccine photo ops, they're really supposed to convince people, you know, and the people they're trying to convince, of course, it's not minorities because they wouldn't want to imply that minorities have not gotten the vaccine. The people they're trying to convince are the same people that drink Mountain Dew and watch NASCAR and go to Sturgis motorcycle rally.
Like a spider monkey jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's the credulous boomer rubes. It's the deplorables that they're trying to convince. And yet somehow in their nonsensical world that all of these people live in, Joe Biden rolling up his sleeve and giving a thumbs up to a camera is going to convince that credulous boomer rube in the Rust Belt to get the jab.
Joey, baby!
Not only to get the jab, but to get the jab and then get another jab and then eventually get a third jab. That is the purpose of this photo op. If the picture of Dr. Fauci flexing his guns and smiling into the camera didn't do it for you, Or the photos of all of the anchors. Really? 108? Wow. Is he talking? All right, let's take him.
Any rate, like I did in my first and second COVID-19 vaccination shot, I'm about to get my booster shot and do it publicly. That's because the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, looked at all the data, completed their review and determined the boosters for the Pfizer vaccine, others will come later, maybe, I assume, but the Pfizer vaccine are safe and effective. They've had all the data they need. And last week, they laid out who is eligible for those boosters for now. You're eligible for a booster if it's been 6 months since your second Pfizer shot, and if you fall into one of these categories. People over 65, which is hard to acknowledge. Adults, I'm only joking, folks. Adults with certain underlying health conditions like diabetes and obesity. And those who are at increased risk of COVID-19 because of where you work or where you live, like healthcare workers, teachers, first responders, grocery store clerks. If you fall into these categories, you're eligible for the booster. Now, I know it doesn't look like it, but I am over 65. I wish I way over.
Oh, no,
these
jokes are getting worse.
And that's why I'm getting my booster shot today. The booster line is if you're fully vaccinated. The bottom line is that if you're fully vaccinated and you're highly protected now from severe illness, even if you get COVID-19, you're safe and we're going to do everything we can to keep it that way with the boosters. But let me be clear. Boosters are important. But the most important thing we need to do is get more people vaccinated. The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Over 77% of adults have gotten at least one shot. About 23% haven't gotten any shots. And that distinct minority is causing an awful lot of us, an awful lot of damage for the rest of the country. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can. On Wednesday, I'll be traveling to Chicago to talk about why it's so important the more businesses are instituting their own vaccine requirements.
Okay, we'll go back to this if he says anything like the booster line again. But I just want to point something out. In that same small time frame, he says that the booster is going to make you safe. Haven't we heard that before? But also, the unvaccinated are doing a lot of damage to the vaccinated. But the booster is going to make you safe, just like the vaccine was going to make you safe. I'm starting to understand why people aren't very trusting of Joe Biden and the CDC and the FDA and all these other organizations he rattles off.
Mr. President, if you're really interested in the unvaccinated causing havoc in the country, I have 12,000 examples in Del Rio, Texas I could point you to.
Hey, now that feels incredibly racist of you, Jared. Cannot believe you went there. The idea that a flood of illegal aliens is causing some sort of surge in cases. Outrageous! I will not let that stand. I'm glad, though.
Oh, my God, the jacket's off.
Oh, boy.
The jacket's off. The mask has gone back on.
Do you think he's going to make... He's very into the corny jokes right now. He keeps talking about, I know I don't look older than 65. I'm not going to make fun of how he looks, but it's very believable that he's over 65. But do you think he's going to make a these guns kind of joke? Watch out for these guns.
Let's find out.
She's going to get one. Not that I think she's teaching that, but she's going to get one, yes.
Mr. President, what do you say to world health leaders, like the World Health Organization, who say wealthy nations should help more countries without vaccinations get vaccinated before they can boosters here in America?
We are helping. We're doing more than every other nation in the world combined. We're going to have well over 1.1 billion shots, and we're going to continue going. We're going to do our part. We've also given a great deal of funding to COVAX, which is the vehicle that does this. So we have plenty of opportunity to make sure we get everyone in the world to play our part, the largest part in the world, of getting everyone vaccinated.
How many Americans need to be vaccinated for us to go back to normal? Like, what is the percentage of total vaccinations that have to be deployed?
Well, I think we get the vast majority, like it's going on in some industries and some schools, 97-98%. I think we're getting awful close. But I'm not the scientist. But one thing for sure, a quarter of the country can't go unvaccinated and us not continue to have a problem.
Any progress on a reconciliation deal today, Mr. President? How close do you think you are?
You know me, I'm a born optimist. I think things are going to go well. I think we're going to get it done. But I have meetings tonight, tomorrow, and for the next little bit.
What is the stake for your agenda and your presidency with what's happening on the Hill this week?
Victory is what's at stake.
Mr. President, how many of your policy tests this week, legislatively? How would you define success legislatively by the end of this week?
Well, it may not be by the end of the week. I hope it's by the end of the week. But as long as we're still alive, we got three things to do. The debt ceiling, the continuing resolution, and the two pieces of legislation. If we do that, the country's going to be in great shape. Thank
you. What's your message to Democrats as you have these calls? What's your message to Democrats, Mr. President?
It's funny because I'm noticing that the reporters, that they were aggressive at one point, and now they're not as aggressive. They're just each going like one at a time. But normally, I would say that that's because they're going easy on Joe. But what I'm gathering here, this is just my take. They don't want to scare him off. You know, it's like seeing a deer in the wild. They're like, okay, maybe we can get one more before his earpiece starts screaming, get out of there. So they all go really quiet. Mr. President, what do you think about this? Then he rattles off an answer. Okay, we'll try one more. And then the earpiece must have been going wild. I think at some point they must just send out an alarm. Wow, 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 wow. Evacuate, evacuate.
781 brings up a good point. I think she's teaching today. He doesn't even know where his caretaker, Dr. Jill, is.
And
Isn't he supposed to be in hourly contact checks or something like that? Because PDA or something?
Great point by the texter and by Jared. First of all, we were told just a couple weeks ago that he keeps close tabs on his love bug, Dr. B, and he knows where she's at all times. Probably,
Jelly Bean.
Probably so they can do some of that PDA that they're so famous for. So it's weird that he doesn't know where she is. Also, I don't want to make fun here, but putting on that jacket really did seem like it was... Took a little bit of strength there to get that over the hump.
Yeah, and so I guess he didn't have to stay after for the 15 minutes to see what effects may happen?
Yeah, well, how come we have to do that when we get our vaccine? This feels a little bit like there's a double standard happening. 844-500-4242. Well, that was a fun little mix-up. I did not plan that for the show today, but I enjoyed hearing Joe Biden take some questions, even if they were... pretty weak questions. But you know, people don't ask him. When it was Trump, you could ask him about anything. You could say, okay, what's going on at the border? What's going on with Afghanistan? But as Joe pointed out, and we'll save this cut for after the break, he pointed out that he does not appreciate when these people go off topic. That was something that Trump kind of welcomed. Could ask him about, you know, a sports player, a celebrity, a Supreme Court decision, and he would answer all of them. With Joe Biden, he's very disappointed in the lack of discipline by the American media. And he said that, actually, while praising the media in India. He wasn't in India, but he was praising the Indian media. And we're going to talk about that when we get back, because it's a sound cut from last week, but it's really embarrassing. It's cringeworthy, not for Joe Biden, for the press, for the journalists who wanted Joe Biden to be president so badly. Now he's just rubbing their faces in the fact that he's not going to give them anything, and they have to take it with a smile. They have to just take all of this heat and all of these insults, and they just have to smile about it and say, thank you, Mr. President. It's really embarrassing. 844-500-4242. We will be back with more, including Joe Biden polls. And this is what I originally wanted to say. I'm very glad he brought up the pandemic of the unvaccinated, because David Marcus has a piece out in Fox, and it's all of the doublespeak that you need to know to survive in this new normal. And that is one of the euphemisms the White House keeps using. So we'll talk about that as well. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
chips. You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can.
David Marcus has a piece in Fox News where he talks about some new catchphrases or doublespeak, like pandemic of the unvaccinated. And here's what he says. Remember the good old days like 4 months ago when COVID vaccines were going to get us back to normal? Just get the jab and it will be the 1990s again. Sadly, that didn't really work out. That's because vaccinated people can still contract and spread the virus. And yet, in classic Orwellian fashion, the White House is still peddling this idea that we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The great part about this term is that it creates bad guys. We can blame those Trump-loving, anti-science rubes ingesting horse medicine for all of our problems, while ignoring, of course, low vaccination rates in our urban black communities. It makes everything so simple. And after all, that's really what doublespeak is for. Yeah, it's a weird thing where every time they're mentioning unvaccinated people, and I specifically in a little bit want to talk about the New York Governor Kathy Hochul, I don't know how it's pronounced. She was at a service, a church service, and she did the same thing where she was really vilifying unvaccinated people and even saying that the people who are vaccinated are the smart ones. And I'm thinking, if you really look at the percentages and the numbers, you could say that that's a racist statement. Feels very hateful. and prejudice. AJ, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, AJ.
I'm not against vaccination. However, I find it very perturbing that Biden is mandating vaccines at a time he's not producing enough Regeneron, the antibodies that are used to fight the disease once you have it. Now, I was just told by a neighbor of mine, a Haitian American, the American citizens, that a loved one just died after putting up a three-month battle in a hospital in the neighborhood. Now, I find that extremely disturbing because after a couple of days, that person should have gotten Regeneron. And that person, having put up such a fight for 3 months, tells you that that person would have survived had they gotten these antibodies.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, Regeneron is the therapeutic that Governor Ron DeSantis was a very vocal supporter of, and actually, I think it was the AP, tried to link him in some sort of nefarious pay-to-play situation because I think one of the founders of, or someone involved with Regeneron was a donor of his, and they were trying to link it together and make it seem like it was some scandal for Ron DeSantis, when really he was just a big fan of Regeneron before it was deemed okay by the serious people in our media. And to AJ's point, I don't know this specific situation you're talking about, but the way that people are trying to politically affect these medications is disgusting. We saw this from the very beginning with hydroxychloroquine. Sorry, all these medications, they really get me tongue-tied. With Donald Trump, and then we saw it with ivermectin, with Joe Rogan. I mean, it really, medicine used to be kind of something that politics stayed out of. And now it seems like if they think it can make Trump supporters or even Joe Rogan fans or Ron DeSantis fans, if they think it can make people look stupid, they will demonize medication. And that should freak everybody out. By the way, this was my favorite beauty from Biden's booster shot photo op. Go ahead, Jerry.
If you fall into these categories, you're eligible for the booster. Now, I know it doesn't look like it, but I am over 65. I wish I way over. And that's why I'm getting my booster shot today. The booster line is if you're fully vaccinated. The bottom line is that if you're fully vaccinated.
Bet your booster dollar that tomorrow. He's really, I love how he keeps mentioning his age, like as if we need a reminder. Nah, dude, we know. We know you passed the test. You're not passing a lot of tests nowadays, but the over 65 mark, you are passing with flying colors, my friend. 844-500-4242. We will continue to talk a little bit about COVID and what the governor of New York said, but I do want to finish off some of these Mallorca sounds, and I do want to talk about this $3.5 trillion spending plan. It's very unclear whether or not this is going to go through. I'm really hoping that people like Joe Manchin stand their ground and kill this before it gets anywhere. But the good news, the bad news is you can never count on Joe Manchin. The good news is the $3.5 trillion spending plan is going to be, like everything else in this country, absolutely free. You can't put a price on that. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242, plus a journalism in the news, so don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
844-500-4242. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Joe Biden graced us with his presence for a photo op where he rolled up his sleeve, took all of the strength he had, he rolled up that old sleeve, and he got the booster shot. And he reminded us afterwards that, yes, the booster shot is important, but it's more important to just get vaccinated, which I really do think was one of the reasons why so many experts were hesitant in the first place, because they felt like, listen, a lot of people haven't even gotten the first jab. And once you throw in the fact they're going to have to get a booster eventually, it's going to turn them off even more from it. But that didn't stop Joe Biden. You know, when he has his heart set on something, he's going to get it done. And whether it's withdrawing in a terrible way from Afghanistan or ruining the country by opening our borders, he is nothing if not determined. And so he got the booster shot, which is great for him. And it reminded me that over the weekend, ABC News actually put out a story, and this was the title. Experts say, I can't tell you the amount of times I read stories that begin with experts say, or they tell you what the experts say and they end it with experts say at the end. And I just want to say, if I don't hear from these experts for the rest of my life, it will be too soon. I'm done with the experts.
Well, it's like the old news story. You know, unconfirmed reports have told us this. Well, if they're unconfirmed, why are we reporting them?
Right. And
experts say, well, if they're experts, name the experts.
You know, Jared, expertise is in the eye of the beholder. And these experts, I noticed that right after I saw this story, Ben Shapiro retweeted it and said, any chance, because there was another expert thing. It was like experts say that Biden's, legal experts say that Biden's vaccine mandates will hold up, you know, in court or something. And Ben Shapiro said, do these experts happen to also be Democrats? That's the thing. I think if you were to look at the experts we've been citing over the past 2 years, you'd be amazed at how many of them identify as liberals.
So is expert like doctor? Like if you have doctor in your title for one thing, you're just a doctor forever. Like I'm an expert in Star Trek, so I'm an expert on something. Does that mean I can just say I'm an expert anytime I talk about anything?
Yeah, you're an expert.
Awesome. It's,
you know, carte blanche, Jared. Just start telling us what you think. Do you really think you're an expert at Star Trek?
I know I am an expert at Star Trek.
But I feel like there are levels to Star Trek where there are some people, Jared, who dress up like the characters and go to these Star Trek expos or whatever they're called. So you better be sure before you come out here and say that. You better have confirmed that you are an expert.
Oh, it's confirmed. Have you not seen my Instagram?
Okay, well, there we go. Any challengers, feel free to call in. But it says, experts say the U.S. will likely have to learn to live with the virus. Whoa! I just reported some breaking news. Can I get a dun-dun-dun, please? Well, that's a dun-dun-dun, but can I get a Grace's News sound as well? Because this is so many things wrapped in one. I'm going to repeat that. I'm going to say it slowly for everybody. Experts say the U.S. will likely have to learn to live with the virus. Carol Roth retweeted this and said, raise your hand if this occurred to you 18 months ago. Me, my hand is raised. Don't raise your hand if you're listening to this show while you're in the car, but if you're sitting at home, raise your hand. I mean, this is the part of this entire pandemic that blows my mind, which is these people, these narcs, these complete hall monitor slash Karens slash fun police, they really think that the rest of us are following the rules as closely as they are. And I hate to break this to all the Karens out there, but most people are not. This reminds me of when Joe Biden kept going on TV and saying, you're going to be able to have a barbecue for the 4th of July. And all of America was like, wait, we had a barbecue for the last 4th of July. What are you talking about? We had a barbecue yesterday. You know, I had a birthday party with my whole family yesterday. But he didn't understand that. He thought that people were waiting inside their plastic bubbles for the okay to walk outside. It also reminds me of the time where Dr. Fauci was like, you know what? We're actually going to let you take your masks off outside. And every normal person in this country, not everyone, because God knows we've got our fair share of deranged people, but every normal person left in this country said, wait. People were wearing their masks outside, especially people in Florida. They're like, wait, what's been happening? Huh? But now they're telling us that we might have to learn to live with the virus. Yeah, That would have been a really good idea. Once the 2 weeks to flatten the curve thing didn't work, that would have been the time for the experts to float that idea, that maybe we just have to cope. Maybe we have to learn to live with the pandemic. And that's why I always read C.S. Lewis when he has that that story, How to Live in the Atomic Age. I highly recommend it to everyone. And in the story, which I can pull up a little later and read, it's a really good piece, but he talks about, you live in the age of the atomic bomb, but you can't sit around worrying about the bomb. You've got to drink beer and watch soccer and hang out with your kids and go to church and sing. You have to continue on because that is life. And I remember when we were implementing all of these restrictions and plexiglass and lockdowns and mask mandates, somebody, and I can't remember if it was a pundit or whoever it was, said, you know, not dying isn't the same as living. And for the last 2 years, there's been a good amount of people who have been primarily focused on not dying. They don't care what rights are stripped away from you, what freedoms you'll never get back. Their primary focus is not dying. And that is not the same as living. It's just not. Now, speaking of vaccines, wait till you hear this. So in New York, this is according to the National Review, workers who are terminated because of refusal to be vaccinated are not eligible for unemployment insurance without a doctor-approved request for medical accommodation. When asked whether vaccine mandates are worthwhile if they worsen the pressure on hospitals they were supposed to relieve, mandate supporters contend the severe consequences and dismissal of unvaccinated employees are worth it in the end, even if they create short-term staffing problems. In Pennsylvania, a hospital chain decided natural immunity from past infection is as good as immunity acquired from vaccination and is allowing staff who had already tested positive for COVID-19 to defer their shots for up to 12 months from the date tested positive. That makes a lot of sense because a lot of these nurses who are now rightfully very angry that they're being told, listen, you have to get vaccinated or you're not allowed in here anymore. Their response, and we actually played a nurse a couple weeks ago who said this, is basically, wait, you guys were more than happy to have me in here when a vaccine wasn't even created. You were more than happy to have me risk my life, if we're going to go based off the panic porn, risk my life to help and to work and to be an essential worker. And now that you have a vaccine, I'm suddenly persona non grata. It didn't make sense to a lot of these first responders, especially because when you think about it, a great deal of them have probably contracted COVID naturally. It didn't even dawn on me, and maybe I'm out to lunch here, but it didn't even dawn on me till reading this that, of course, it's like anything else. You know, nurses always get stuff. They get flus and colds, and a lot of them have a great immunity to stuff because they're always around it. But it's like teachers. You know, you're around little kids, and they carry a lot of different things, stomach bugs, so naturally you're going to get it. So if you have already had COVID-19 the natural way, and then you're being told that if you don't get the shot, you're not going to be allowed to work there, it's a level of frustration they must have that I can't even understand. Because you definitely do feel a little bit like, okay, so I was good enough for you before when you were desperate. And now that you have a vaccine, you're kicking me to the curb. It's not fair. Now listen to what the governor of New York, Hochul. On Sunday, Hochul attended Mass at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn and addressed the congregation. Now, if this wasn't from the National Review, I would not think this was a real quote. That's how offensive I find this. But I think it's real. This is what she said. I prayed a lot to God during this time, and you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with a vaccine. All good at that point, right? Nothing offensive about that. That is from God to us, and we must say thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated. All of you, yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know, there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are. This is like the beginning of a horror movie. This sounds like someone talking to a cult. you're the smart ones, but you know who the other ones are. And by the way, I know that what she's trying to say, which doesn't offend anyone, of course, is that conservatives, Trump supporters, people who drive motorcycles and who eat McDonald's and who watch NASCAR, those are the people she thinks she's insulting when she says, you know, you guys are the smart ones. And that's implying that the people who aren't vaccinated are the dumb ones. But I would like the governor to keep in mind that there's a great deal of minorities who are not vaccinated. And if this is her idea of, if this is what she thinks of people who are not vaccinated, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that is a very racist statement right there. It is very offensive. And I would like an apology from the governor. 844-500-4242. When we get back, I do want to play the end of this Majorca Tapper interview because I think it's important that you guys hear the whole thing. It's pretty outrageous. This guy is so over his head. I mean, he is completely overwhelmed by this. He has no idea what he's doing. And it's a shame because, you know, Jesse Kelly actually said the other day that he described us as a suicidal nation that we inherited from better men than us. And when you have open borders like this and when you have people just who don't seem to care, or like that caller Peggy had said, who just are defying common sense and allowing this flood of people in, it is a suicidal nation. That's a very good way to describe it, I would think. When we get back, we'll take your calls on this, 844-500-4242. And if you want to weigh in on the booster shot, if you turned on your television and the sight of Joe Biden flexing those muscles and getting his booster shot is going to be the thing that convinces you to get it, then please let us know. 844-500-4242. The Tour of Italy wine dinners are back this fall at Aviva Trattoria. Chef Anthony DiPalma, the Aviva culinary team, and Martignetti Wines are always here to put on a four-course wine dinner featuring food and wines from various regions of Italy. I had the best time at one of these wine dinners with my younger sister. We went to the Aviva in Malden back in July, and it was amazing. The antipasta, the tiramisu. And the best part is, there's a few really great parts to this. One is they have a guitar player. They really set the scene. It's very festive. Another part that's great is the wine. I mean, you cannot get this good of wine for this price. It's really incredible. And I also, I just love how Chef Anthony comes out and gives you a story behind each dish. It really sets you in the, it gets you in the spirit. And it's a festive night. It's fun. It can be a date night or you can go with your family. It's just a really great time. If you missed out on the last dinner, a list of all the Aviva events are on their homepage at AvivaTrattoria.com. Again, that's AvivaTrattoria.com. We will be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
This hour of The Grace Curley Show is brought to you by Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. Fun Spot, your equal opportunity source for fun, fun, fun.
Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsby Inn, spelled F-O-L-L-A-N-S-B-E-E. Go to FollinsbyInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
How would you describe what's happening at our border? A flood, a surge, a crisis, a situation, or irregular migration?
I'm going to change it to flood because Mallorca is really getting on my nerves today and he wouldn't call it a flood. Ipso facto, I would call it a flood.
A flood is polling at 18%, good for second place. Well in first place is a crisis at 75%.
Don't let Jen Psaki hear you say that, Jared. She would be very, very upset about that. I did want to play a little bit more of this Majorca Jake Tapper interview, because they're talking about the correction not heard around the world. Turns out the Border Patrol agents that were on horses whipping Haitians were not actually whipping them. They were just using the reins of the horses. So Majorca is trying to explain to Jake Tapper why he promoted this bogus fake news and why he was condemning these Border Patrol agents without knowing the facts. Cut four.
But Jake, what those images suggest, what they appeared to portray, was horrifying, and that I think deserves attention.
Yeah, but sometimes things are not as they seem, especially right now with social media, with fake news, with the New York Times. Doesn't he understand that? What they appeared to portray? Yeah, but what was the actual story behind it, you dolt?
Well, no, those images weren't true, but you could imagine if they were, and that's terrible.
Yeah, imagine how bad it would be if the pictures were true. And it's like I'm sitting here going, yeah, but they weren't. You're missing the point. You're missing the point, Majorca. Cut five.
Can the Border Patrol count on you and President Biden, who has said the people will pay, to come to a determination based on the facts and not based on Twitter outrage?
They sure can. And let me say something about that, Jake.
Let me say that we will count on the appearance of the so-called facts that could potentially be what they seem. No, of course they can't count on that. Are you kidding me? They basically put them in the court of public opinion for the last week based off a phony story that a couple of blue check marks set their hair on fire about. Joyce, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Let's try again, Joyce.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I just wanted to call about the booster.
Yes.
I did get my shot. However, I'm going to decline on the booster. I don't, in my own heart, and I may be wrong, I don't believe that Biden really got a booster. I think he probably just got some saline solution to throw everybody off.
Now, you know whose face just lit up with this conspiracy? And I'm not making fun of you, Joyce, because there's a lot of people who probably don't trust that all of these public figures like Dr. Fauci are getting shots when they go up on stage. But Jared's face just lit up. I mean, the conspiracy theorist to my right is beaming right now.
I mean, yes, you've seen the reports out there. They said the same thing about Trudeau. But to Joyce's point, this administration lies and deceives you so much, and so much of it is optics, that line of thinking is not unreasonable.
No, yeah. No, you've got a point. Thank you for the call, Joyce. I do want to play just a little bit more of this. Let's play cut six, a little bit of Majorca, and then we'll finish with Tapper.
Because I've worked very closely with the men and women of U.S. Customs and Border Protection for many years, many, many years. And they are heroic.
The nice words you said about them, you should probably share with President Biden, not just with me today.
Oh, finally, Tapper has a good moment. He was due for one. It's been about 15 years. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.